sex than people in any other country. One in three women report lack of interest in sex, and these women are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. So the question is, how do you bring the desire back? There's a new book out by Jill Blakely. It's called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. She joins us this morning on Around Ocean County. Jill, thank you very much for the time.
Good morning, Tripp. It's lovely to be with you.
Before we go into the steps to recharge, what are some of the reasons why we're seeing this? Is it because of our manic society and our go, 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 rush, 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 and also because we don't have as many stay-at-home moms and there are so many two-parent homes and they're both working?
I think it's a bit of everything, to be honest, Chip. My patients, I work at a center called the Innova Center in New York City, which is a large acupuncture practice, and we specialize in reproduction and reproductive medicine. And my patients tell me, firstly, that they're too tired. They say, Jill, I'm just tired. By the time I get the kids to bed and, you know, I'm done with my day, the last thing I feel like is having sex. Some of them tell me, I'm too stressed. I can't get my head in the game. I can't focus. You know, when I'm having sex, I'm running through my to-do list and worrying about tomorrow. And I think we've all been there. And some of them tell me they don't feel sexy. And I think that's a product of a very sexualized culture, Trip, I think. We live in a society where we're bombarded with images of sex the whole time on the internet. And my patients tell me they worry about how they look. They worry about the jiggly bit under their arm and their cellulite. And they just don't feel sexy enough for sex. And I think that's what's going on.
Excuse me for being kind of naive here, but, you know, most 90% of the time when people have sex, it's usually in a darkened room. So looks really doesn't matter at that point, correct?
Well, yes. And, you know, I encourage people to just make peace with their bodies. And it isn't the most important part of sex. You know, particularly in a long-term relation, your deep, deep energetic, spiritual, physical, and emotional connection with someone else is actually the important bit. But we see all these somewhat photoshopped images, you know, in magazines. And I think as women, we feel like we're not measuring up and that there is a standard of sexy and that we're not it. And I think our guys sometimes are very reassuring and love us the way we are and that kind of thing, but we judge ourselves harshly.
Jill Blakely is our guest this morning. She has written a book called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. And I want to touch on a point you made right off the bat when you said we are bombarded with all these sexy images and women don't think. Doesn't that also hold true for the guys, too? Because let's be realistic. There was a Super Bowl ad. A guy had a six-pack, and I'm like, oh, man, there is no way I'm getting somebody next to this guy.
Exactly. I think, in general, we are holding ourselves up against unrealistic images. And I think it's very interesting, isn't it, that we live in the most sexualized culture there's ever been. And, yes, we're having less sex than ever before, 40 million adult Americans in couple relationships are saying they're not having sex. So that must tell you something about what that sexualized culture is doing to us.
The other side of it, though, is, and you also touched upon this, too. You said everybody's tired. In this run world, and especially for couples who have been married and have kids, by the time you guys think about having, you know, time for themselves, yeah. By then, they're exhausted by everything they've had to do for the kids and the others.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a very real problem. I've been a working mom all my life, too, and it's an issue. I encourage in the book, we make a plea for the occasional quickie. We say, obviously, if you're only ever having a quickie, you need to schedule some time and a babysitter so that you can have a longer session. But sometimes just fitting in a quickie is important, and we encourage people to take time for it. And sometimes my patients tell me, you know, Jill, I had a quickie like you suggested, and I felt more affectionate and more connected to my husband all day. And I think that says the value of it somehow.
Jill Blakely has written a book. It's called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. Now, included in the book, and I want to make sure I get this right, Sex in Six. It's a six-week program to wanting sex again. And this is a program for couples that maybe have become distant or have not really done it, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a six-week program. You can actually do it online free of charge at sexagainprogram.com. You can go on there and sign up for a daily email from me that will take you through the six-week program. And it starts with some exercises to help you feel your own sexual energy and reconnect your own sexual energy, and then ends with exercises that you do with a partner. And in 6 weeks, it takes people from not having sex or having kind of lackluster sex to having good sex. It's based on some ancient 2,000-year-old Taoist wisdom. And one of the things I found, Trip, when I was writing this book is, of course, sex is the only thing that hasn't changed in 2,000 years. If you think about it, everything else has changed, medicine and clothes and food, but people are still having sex the same way they always were. So these sex exercises are based on some ancient Chinese sex manuals that were found, some of them in a temple in China in the 1970s, but they're 2,000 years old. And it's a six-week program.
Yeah, it's very funny you say that, and I'm chuckling when you talk about it because you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, some people, you know, your first sexual experience and your latest sexual experience, probably pretty much the same. There's not a whole lot of difference there.
There's only so much you can do, and that's what, when I was reading these 2,000-year-old texts, I was like, well, I guess there's really nothing changes because there's really only so much you can do. But in the book, we try and mix it up for people. We have 10 sexual positions based on the ancient Taoist texts that are all called the original names, like the cicada and the mandarin duck, but they're all very doable. They don't require you to be a great athlete or anything like that. And we give suggestions for, you know, mixing it up and making things exciting.
Jill Blakely is our guest this morning on Around Ocean County. We're talking about her book, Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. And, Jill, I want to also point up something because, you know, you made a comment, and I listened to what you're saying. You know, sex hasn't changed in 2,000 years, but yet other things have, medicines, that kind of thing. Is also one of the reasons, perhaps maybe for reduced sexual libido, the fact that we have so many medicines today to take care of so many medical problems that, you know, we say, okay, we prescribe these things, but some of the side effects affects your libido?
Well, that's certainly true. People who take antidepressants, for instance, often report that they don't have much sexual desire, or women who are taking antidepressants often have problems with orgasm and things like that. In the book, we address that in separate areas of the book. So if that's you, then at the back of the book, there's a little section just for you. And some of the suggestions are dealing with your depression more holistically. Some are about going to back to your doctor and maybe changing your medication. I think people sometimes don't really realize that they can get a different medication that will actually not have the same sexual side effects. So they don't need to just accept that their sex drive has dwindled because they're taking, for instance, an antidepressant.
And then the flip side of it also, we now have drugs that can increase your libido for both guys and girls, right?
Yes, although I think where they miss out, you know, these drugs are useful. You know, something like Viagra, if you suffer from erectile dysfunction, is a great drug to have in your toolkit. Although in Sex Again, I do make some more holistic suggestions about what you could do. So I think the problem with these drugs, though, is that they're really not solving the root. They're solving the branch. You know, it really isn't about getting the mechanics working. The reason that people don't have sex is because they stop feeling connected, and so it's fine to take Viagra, but you do also need to work on your deep sexual connection with your partner.
The book is called Sex Again. It is written by Jill Blakely, and the other part of it is that your husband and medical partner Noah Rubenstein wrote part of the book for the guys.
He did. When I got to the end of the book, I realized that, you know, I'd written it very much from my point of view, and it was quite a female take on sex. And so Noah went through it and added a section at the end of every chapter for the guys, a guy's point of view. Some of the chapters, like meditation, Noah looked at them and said, well, your average guy is going to think meditating for good sex is completely insane. So he wrote his own take on that at the end of every chapter, and it's been very helpful. What we find is that women are reading the guy's point of view to understand it, and guys are reading my point of view to understand their partners, and it's actually quite illuminating to have both takes.
Jill, I'm not sure if you can answer this, but your practice is based in the Northeast. Are there regional differences in terms of couples who have issues, or is this kind of just a general thing for the country?
I don't think there are regional issues. I've been talking to people all over the country whilst I've been promoting this book, Sex Again, and it seems pretty universal. So I think this is just a busy, fast-paced life kind of human thing, and not a particularly regional thing.
The book is called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. It is available in bookstores from Workman Press. Jill Blakely, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Around Ocean County, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too, Trip. Thank you so much.